Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Beginners SEO Podcast with me, Phoebe Gill from The Plan Success. Today's episode is going to be hopefully really, really useful for any small business owners out there starting their SEO journey, or maybe you're on your SEO journey and it's not having the results you want. Yes, we're going to be talking about blogging today. The top 5 mistakes I see when it comes to blogging and why you're not getting the results you want. So before I dive into that, I want to make sure you understand why blogging is so important, because often I think people don't quite get how key it can be to growing your SEO and your organic traffic and therefore your business. So I want to make sure you really understand that so that you then take it seriously, because the people I think that don't understand why it's important, they then just sort of half-ass it and they don't see the results they want, and they're just, it's just a thing they have on the side. And they're like, yeah, I don't believe in that. It doesn't work. But it's because they didn't really understand the importance of it in the first place, which is why they didn't try hard with it, which is why they're not seeing the results they should be seeing that I see with my clients. So why is blogging so important? Okay, best statistic I saw, Okay, businesses that blog generate 126% more leads on average than businesses who don't blog. And there's a few reasons for that, and let me dive into them, okay? So blogging is so important as a tool to grow your small business website or your blog in general, because it gets you more traffic from targeted audience, and that in turn helps your business grow. There's a few reasons for this. The first one is that it raises brand awareness. For instance, lots of people, when I think it's 2/3 of people, they find a new business via Google. So they're typing into Google their questions, their problem they have at that moment. For instance, for me, why do I keep waking up at 2 a.m. in the morning? Probably other reasons for that. But you know, I'll get hit with some websites maybe to do with specialized pillows, or maybe sleeping supplements, or maybe anxiety websites, something, because I have anxiety, that's why. Who doesn't have anxiety these days? But anyway, yeah, so I'll type in my problem into Google, and then I'll get hit with blogs, and then I go on those blogs, and then I become aware of these different brands and different companies. And so that's one of the reasons why blogging is so important. It also then, once I then become aware of, hey, these are these sleeping supplements that could help me not stay awake at 2 a.m. in the morning, I'm already aware of sort of that company, but I also want to check out other companies as well. And so I'm doing some research, I'm reading some more blog posts about sleeping supplements. And if your blog posts are good, then I'm going to come back to your company and hopefully convert. So again, another reason why blogging is so important. And finally as well, I think a lot of people don't realize that by writing authoritative, useful information in your industry helps boost the credibility of your website, which helps boost your key landing pages. So it helps boost my overall keyword ranking. So even if I'm trying to rank for a different keyword, by having really well-performing blogs about my industry and my knowledge area, they help the sometimes not related landing pages. They just help your whole website boost, go up in rankings. It's basically like saying to Google, hey, I'm a trusted source of information, therefore my products, therefore my services are also trustworthy, therefore please boost me up in the rankings. And it works. So you can see blogging is a crucial tool for growing your small business website and growing your organic traffic, because it helps grow brand awareness, helps generate a lot more traffic to your website because people typing in their problems and they come find your website. And then it helps them convert, as long as you've got the right sort of content that helps them convert. And then finally, it also helps boost your target landing pages by having the authority that comes from these expert opinions in your blogs. So blogging is so important, which is why you need to be taking it seriously. And this was kind of my segue section. I hear from so many business owners and potential clients. They say, yeah, we tried blogging, but we just kind of stopped because we weren't seeing the results that we thought we'd see. Or, you know, it just wasn't for us. It just wasn't converting. There wasn't any growth from it. So what's the point? And that's why today I want to talk about the top 5 blogging mistakes I see time and time and time again. So, should we get into it? Yes, I should probably put a timestamp saying if you already know why blogging is important, please skip to 5 minutes in. Okay, so number one, the first problem I see is no keyword research being done. And there's a few sort of, as well as no keyword research being done, people create completely irrelevant content that has no need for keyword research. And what I'm talking about, when it comes to your blog, there's two types of content I want to see on there. I want to see the content which requires keyword research. And this is when you're searching for problems in your industry that people have. I just got the hiccup, sorry. Whenever I do these episodes, I'm just like, I need an editor or I need to learn how to edit. Anyway, two types of content. The first one, the type of content that you need to research and do keyword research for because people are having problems in your industry and you're creating the content that will help them. And secondly, it's what I call social media content. It's content on there that you can use to be, you can use to share on social media. You know there's no real search volume around it, but you know it's interesting and other people will find it interesting. So therefore, you're going to have a piece on it because you can share it on social media. Or it might just be interesting information about your business. For instance, the employee of the month or something like that. But if your blog is full of social media content, then yeah, it's never going to grow in organic traffic because no one is searching for McDonald's employee of the month. It's just not happening. So that's why your blog isn't growing, because you're not doing the keyword research to figure out what problems your target audience have and how you can help solve their problems with blog posts. You need to be doing that keyword research. And if keyword research is something you're completely overwhelmed by, or you think you need a fancy tool to do it, some of the tools cost hundreds of dollars a month, which, you know, just isn't realistic for small business owners. My course actually teaches you how to do keyword research for free using Google Ad Planner, taking you step by step exactly to find the right keywords you want to create your blog. So do check out that course on theplansuccess.com. But yeah, people not doing keyword research and just creating a bunch of quote unquote social media content on their blog. I don't want to know about the new branch you're opening. I do want to know how I can fall asleep at 2 a.m. in the morning. So that's my first mistake I see time and time again. The second one ties in with this, and I think we're all probably a bit guilty of this. Sometimes, as small business owners, we're conscious of having to do so much, and we have to adopt a non-perfectionist attitude, which is great. You know, if we were all perfectionists as small business owners, we never would have got to where we are now as small business owners. But that idea of just getting something out there, just publish it, just get it out there. And I do advocate for that. It sometimes means that the quality can slide. And I think if you're honest about your blog and if it's not growing, you can probably know that your quality isn't quite up there. And the way to test that, if you're not sure, perhaps you think, no, I think my blogs are really good. The way to test that is type in the keyword for one of your, what you think is a good blog. And then look at what's actually ranking. And if what's ranking, the content is just way more detailed, it's way more dynamic looking, the design is on point, it's a lot more interesting to read, then you know that your quality is not up there. So I see a lot of poor quality content being put out there, and it really just does not work these days. If you find the concept of blogging overwhelming just because there's so much to do, I get that. Go back and listen to How to Stay Motivated as a Small Business Owner with your SEO. It's an episode I did a while back, and it sort of teaches you how to break down SEO into manageable chunks, because if writing a good quality blog content of, you know, say 1,000, 2,000 words is overwhelming, completely understandable. Break it up into 500 word chunks and do it over a few sessions. But the quality does need to be really high. And that also means not relying on AI tools. If you're using AI tools to write all your content, stop now. Likelihood as well, as you probably saw a drop in traffic from the latest Google update, which came really hard down on AI generated content. Google is cracking down on this, and it wants unique, original content written by actual experts in each field. So that's my second biggest mistake. People that aren't being honest about the quality of their content and they're just putting out bleh content. My third biggest mistake is, this is a hard one to avoid if you're just getting started with SEO. So that's why I do recommend, you know, studying SEO, perhaps using something like my course, which will teach you exactly the right content to put out as well. But, you know, there's other resources out there as well. But it's creating blind SEO content or SEO content in a silo. And what do I mean by that? I mean, they are selling headphones. They're selling, you know, designer headphones, whatever. And so as a result of this, they were like, right, we need keywords related to headphones for our blog. And so they're typing into Google, how are headphones made? They're typing in they're creating a blog post on the history of headphones. They're creating a blog post on, those two examples. But actually, if I'm in the market for buying some new headphones, I don't care about the history of headphones. I don't care how headphones are made. What I care about is things like what makes a comfortable pair of headphones, or how to make my headphones fit me better, or how to fix my headphones even, like, you know, how to troubleshoot my broken headphones. These are kind of queries that I'll be searching for if I'm in the market for new headphones. But if I was doing keyword research on headphones as my seed keyword, then you can see how I might get confused and end up writing a blog post called The History of Headphones and then be like, oh, well, it's not converting. I'm not getting any traffic around it. What's the point of this blog post? Because your audience doesn't care about it, so they're never going to convert. It's also not really relevant because you're an e-commerce headphone store and Google knows you're an e-commerce headphone store. So it's looking for content more tailored to people that are interested in buying headphones. So you really got to be strategic about your keyword research planning and making sure you're actually creating content which is helpful and useful. The fourth biggest mistake I see is related to the blind SEO content or content in a silo, and it comes down to not considering the buyer journey. So again, let's use this headphone example. Imagine if I've looked for, you know, how to find a comfortable pair of headphones or how to make my headphones fit me better. So I've started researching comfortable headphones and I've come across my e-commerce headphone store and I'm like, yeah, cool, okay, but I still want to do some more research. I then type in best comfortable headphones. And this is where you're going to need to perhaps be a bit unconventional. And the best kind of content here is a comparison piece, perhaps reviewing the best comfortable headphones. So you might need to mention your competitors. And I think people shy away from that on their blog posts. They don't want to be talking about the competitors. But as part of the buyer journey, it's natural that I'm going to want to make sure that I'm buying the best pair. So I'm going to be Googling the best comfortable headphones. And if I come across a blog post on a competitor's website, when I'm at this comparison stage, I might end up buying from them, which is why you need to make sure you're also creating content for that comparison stage of the journey when I'm closer to converting. So you need to be making sure you're writing blog content for each stage of the journey, from problem aware, solution unaware, problem aware, solution aware, solution aware, and then I can't remember what it is, but yeah, solution aware and then you buy it is hopefully what it is. I think there's a couple more in there. But yeah, so people not considering the buyer journey and they're creating content just for that top level, that top of the funnel stuff, but they're not thinking about how to help people convert further down. Also, it makes sense as well from a user perspective on your website that when I'm first typing in, you know, how to make my headphones fit me better, and then on that blog post that I've written about it, I then internally link to our review of the most comfortable headphones, I would stay on the website, click onto it, and then maybe convert as well. So it's really important to consider your buyer journey, not just on your e-commerce pages, but also on your blog pages. And finally, the biggest mistake I see is formatting and design. Now, when I say this, what I mean is making your blog posts very, well, what I see is lots of blocks and walls of text. And on a phone, it just looks like a never-ending scroll of doom. Like just a massive, long, boring piece of text from a I won't say like a religious book, but, you know, just imagine like the Bible or like Quran, like written, it's just text and text and text. It doesn't look very interesting, does it? And that's sometimes what your blog posts look like. Sorry. You might think they don't look like that because you're writing it on a desktop or a laptop. But if you then preview it on your phone, you'll see what I mean. You know, your phone doesn't have that much space for much text. And especially if your audience is older, they've probably got their font enlarged on the phone. And so it just becomes like a never-ending scroll. So what you've got to do to combat that is A, write in very short paragraphs. B, use lots of headings to break up the text. And C, input lots of images and diagrams and try and really break it up. Now, if you're using something like WordPress or Wix or Squarespace or Shopify, you are quite limited in the designs of what you can do, which is why I've just mentioned those three points. Because if you've got a custom coded website, you've got a fancy, really good WordPress theme, or you're using Elementor or something like that, then I want to see you, you know, highlighting text in different colors, putting some text on different backgrounds, maybe making some moving images, embedding YouTubes, all these kinds of things if you've got the capability for that. But if you don't, if you're just using Wix, Shopify, or a basic WordPress theme, that's fine, but focus on breaking up your text, using lots of images. Make sure you're optimizing the image size as well, because we don't want a really heavy code-rich page. We want to make the actual kilobytes of the page, you know, very small so it's quicker. So lots of images that are optimized. When I say optimized, I mean compressed. The size of the image is small. Using lots of images, breaking them up, headings, and just trying to avoid that wall of text approach. But yeah, because that's one of the biggest mistakes I see, formatting and design. And I feel like that's my five. Well, that is the five that I listed out, the top five ones I see. But I feel like that was a really sort of to the point podcast today. Go me. Well done. pat on the back. What a win for the day. So yeah, if you've got any questions about your blogging, please reach out to me on Instagram at The Plan Success. Also check out my course at The Plan Success, which will literally guide you through how to do your blogging strategy. The course is brilliant if you're just having problems with your small business website, because it literally optimizes step by step with you, using examples, how to create an SEO optimized small business website. And then we work together planning out your content strategy. So you can do it at your own time. It's a mix of video and text, and it's really helpful for small businesses. So definitely check that out as well. But that is all from me today. Thank you very much. Goodbye.